Yeah, that's just, you know, your basic 101 rock and roll. It's what we do here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94 Foghat. And here it is, Thursday, and your 7 o'clock portion of this Thirsty Thursday morning adventure brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. You can find them in West Plains. You can also find them in Thayer, Avon, Mountain Home, Arkansas. Time for our weekly Lake No Fork Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Woohoo! Boy, that it is. That it is. My goodness. Yeah, and, you know, here it is. This is my last Thirsty Thursday morning adventure before high school sports season starts again. Yeah. For the...
Well, you better open that and get that bottle of Bailey's going then.
No, I've got some Johnny Walker Red.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm sipping on, you know, just kind of even everything out. Because year 39 of broadcasting sports.
Woo! Congratulations.
I don't know.
A good thing or a bad thing.
I know. Sometimes I think I should have bought a pet monkey and just became a street performer, you know? But anywho, it's a good time. I enjoy it. But it's our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. And, well, Gary, what are you hearing from the fisher people?
Well, you know, everybody's saying what great condition the lake is in. You know, what was that? Lake level this morning, 554 and some change. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And end of August, that is absolutely fantastic. The water is clear and it's in good shape. Yeah. The temperature is still a little high for fishing, but some guys have been venturing out and doing okay.
Well, Bobby Barnes has caught all the dadgum fish, earning left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell him to leave a few in there.
Man, alive. Telling you.
Yeah.
He gives up a pickup truck and gets a boat and then just wipes them out.
He does.
He does.
It's been kind of a crazy week with the weather we've had between the heat.
Yeah.
If you don't get out there early, you know, and by 10 o'clock, you gotta be done. It gets too hot. It's not even fun at that point.
Yeah.
But the guys that have been venturing out have been doing okay. They've had a work for them. Guys I talked to, they went crappie fishing. They ended up with, I think, a total of 8. The other morning, but they had, you know, a couple here and then 3 over there, and yeah, it was a little bit of work. And by 10 o'clock, they said they had to be done. It just gets too warm, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been, you know, the guys that do the night fishing, they seem to be, you know, kind of driving the bus now. It seems like the best fishing has been evening and at night.
Right. The guys that can, it's not easy for everybody to get out there and go out at night and put lights out and stuff.
Yeah.
But the guys that can, they're catching a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out there at 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, and you got lights out, you're catching some largemouth, you're catching some crappie, once in a while a walleye. So, it's a good mix. And that's right now, this time of year. That's a good way to go.
See, I figured that as hot, you know, the way the temp is and lake water temp, lake temp, the people that like to do some line fishing, jugging, you know, that they would just be tearing it up.
Yeah, haven't been many people out doing that. Now, we'll see with the holiday weekend coming up, we'll get a lot more people out there doing that. Mm-hmm. And I was out there doing that for a while, but I just haven't had a chance with everything going on to get out and do some jugging or trout lining. But I think after the holiday, I will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's, you know, the stripers, of course, and the white, they've went deep, haven't they?
I think so. And the only ones I've seen is mostly are the guides that are, you know, putting people on stripers and hybrids and stuff. That's the only pictures I've seen in the guys I've talked to. The other guys have struggled, but it seems like the guides are still doing okay.
Oh, well, so is David and Michael. I just got a picture. they seem to be there. Well, I was going to say, you know, they're not going to starve, but I think they're a long ways from that. But I might get to nibble on some of that, you know, before a Liberty football game, possibly. But, yeah, I mean, they are. Yeah, they are. You know, the fish, it's still, you can still catch fish. It's just, it's hot. It's, you know, that for early morning bite, you know, in the evening is where it's at. The stripers, from what I've heard, you know, again, they've went deep. But the largemouth, the guys chasing the bass, the Kentuckys and the largemouth, that is, it's on.
Yeah, and, you know, and those guys have done okay. I've talked to several guys this past week that have done okay, got limits, mm-hmm. and that, and it's, they're using a whole different mix of bait, different things, and pretty much top water's gone away. I haven't seen much of that. Guys have been fishing.
Crankbaiting, baby.
That's what I was going to say. They're crankbaiting and been doing okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, again, we got the big three, our last, actually, of the year, I think, a three-day weekend coming up. And, you know, we talked about it just early when we started. You know, the lake levels, my goodness, all year, you know, we've had parking all year, haven't we?
We have, and like I said, I think we're around 554 and some change as of right now. For the last week of August, it's fantastic. They've done an awesome job this year, and I think that has stabilized a lot, and I think the fishing's been good all season long because of that.
I think this fall, you know, we're kind of in that transition, or we're headed towards it, but, you know, when we transition from summer to fall, which our spring lasted till July, who knows how long summer could last, but I think the fishing this fall is going to be really, really good as well. Have you heard much though about what, you know, people like the bait fish, are they still kind of lingering around the creek arms and stuff, or they move to deeper water too?
No, they're still lingering around, and actually, you know, a lot of this, we had rain last few days, mm-hmm. and that, those pop-ups, that's pushing some of that bait fish, like staying up in those creek arms and stuff, and I think as the next few weeks, maybe a month, mm-hmm. that water temperature starts coming down once we get through all this hot weather, and that lake, the temperature starts coming down, we're going to be in good shape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm ready.
I think it's going to be on.
Well, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know a little more, do you have any, you know, spots available for this upcoming three-day weekend?
We do not. The Labor Day weekend is completely full. Now, the weekend before and the weekend after, we have some openings. Mm-hmm. But Labor Day, we are completely full. You know, everybody wants to get out the Labor Day, last big hurrah and stuff and that, so... that's completely full, but the people that want to come out a little before, a little after, maybe relax a little bit more, it's not as busy, we have some room.
How can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always call us at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Great way to drop us a line on there, and as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. They can go on there, look at pictures, fill out a reservation request, email us. Lots of ways to get in touch with us.
All righty. Well, hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Hey, I think next week we're going to be in September, aren't we?
Yeah, how about that? All right.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, Gary.
You betcha. Hey, again, that's Gary Faraci with our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report.